The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 20th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes, if you haven't got time. For the half an hour needed, it's a 30-minute main podcast today. So if you've only got 5 minutes, here you go. The Tesla semi-truck is impressing at the IAA Transportation Show in Hanover in Germany this week. The project lead, Dan Priestley, talking about how the 100 units so far have done about 4.6 million miles, 7.4 million kilometres. One of those tractor units, though, doing 250,000 miles. They're making them more efficient. They're also working with their initial partner, PepsiCo, to get loads of feedback and things like the telematics and working out how logistics should be done, when, where charging happens, and driver brakes as well. He said that the semi-truck is ready for Europe. It has passed all of the things it needs to do to get an introduction to the European market. Didn't exactly say what they're not doing. I think some front suspension changes, some regen changes as well. PepsiCo also did a bit of a keynote speech, if you like, with the head of their program talking to Dan Priestley on the stage about how it's worked really well for them, saving money and the way that they operate the Tesla semis on local, regional and long distance routes, and they can replace diesel trucks quite easily with them. Norway's big moment, which I got slightly wrong by a couple of days. I thought it happened last week, but then it was confirmed it was actually this week. So I suffered some premature speculation on that one. That was when EVs, pure EVs, overtook the amount of petrol cars on the road. So not new cars being sold, but the total out there. It was actually this week. It wasn't last week. Got ahead of myself. But it happened in Norway, and that's amazing. And now the next target is diesel. As they come off the roads, EVs will be the number one in Norway. It takes a long time for these cars to go through the car park because the cars are built so well these days. And they don't break down as much as they used to. And they are being serviceable for many decades, and so it's going to take a long time to get combustion off the road. VW introduced a lot of stuff this week. I talked about the Transporter and the Caravelle, which is the passenger minibus-y version, but also an all-wheel drive e-hybrid 4Motion plug-in hybrid multi-van and the long-wheelbase ID Buzz, and a cargo version of the ID Buzz 4Motion as well, all-wheel drive, giving you almost 2,000 kilograms of tow weight on that braked. So the new charging infrastructure on lampposts in the UK will go ahead. UK Power Networks revising their guidelines on the older lampposts in their areas, saying that 5 kilowatt charge points, totally safe now to integrate into lampposts. And of course, we are a country that is largely built on top of each other, you know, living in terraced houses or semi-detached houses. You know, if you haven't got a driveway to park your EV, you're parking on the street and using lamppost charging, and we're going to see more of that now. NIO is going ahead with launching the EL8, not the ES8 after Audi said, can you not call it the S8, please? So the EL8 from NIO is going ahead. Second version of that with the European launch.
following their launch in 2021. New Jersey is launching a new income-based incentive program, another $2,000 up for grabs there for those earning less than 75K or 150K if you're filing jointly. Your EV battery will likely outlast your marriage. This is some new data coming in from Geotab that looked at 1.5 million days worth of telematics data and said that the new batteries that are out there, we're not talking about the old, you know, Nissan Leaf batteries in Arizona that had no cooling, that showed some degradation. Modern EV batteries will last at least 20 years with minimal degradation. We knew this already. Great to see actual hard data on this. So I thought I'd look up how long we are with our nearest and dearest for. And the average marriage in the world, Norway and Sweden, seem to lead the way with 19.8 years. And so you're likely to have your EV battery longer than your loved one. That was an interesting stat. And BYD is entering the light commercial space up against the big Ford E-Transit and the Renault Master E-Tech with the BYD E-Vali. Single motor, rear wheel drive, and a dual motor version of this as well for van deliveries. And that's briefly.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Rocketmoney.com/cancel.